We left off on Yudches Amud Aleph, where they're right in the middle of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanya, Bignei Vasa v'lo b'Tfeila, Bignei Vasa v'lo b'Zamma, v'lo Bignei Vasa, Kemishinim ka'pamachu shuvi atarasha l'mochtem. Three drushes from the same word. V'nimka Bignei Vasa. It's a special din. Machruhu Bezin is only Bignei and not Bigzela. If he does a Gzela and he doesn't have money to pay back, you don't sell them, only Gnei. And you only sell them if he doesn't have enough money to pay the keren. But if he pays the keren and he doesn't have enough money to pay the kefo, then it says, big you can't sell them for the kefo. So the Menchas Chinuch on Parshas Mishpatim raises an interesting question. He quotes a Gemara in Shavuos that if I owe you money, let's say I give you $1,000 and I say this is for the merchandise that I purchased last month. Here's $1,000. And you say, no, you're taking this $1,000 for a halvoa that you lent me 2 years ago that I never paid. And the merchandise last week, that I still owe you the $1,000. So who has the right to be koveya what the payment is for? The one who's paying the money is koveya. This is for the meha mekach, or the one who's receiving the money. So the Gemara beferish that the one who receives the money has the right to be koveya. Okay, it's a din choshe mishpat. Sometimes it'll happen afkemina. On this he has a shtar, on the other, but he doesn't have a shtar. Right? So he raises a question. Let's say the ganef only has enough to pay the keren. He doesn't have enough to pay the kefil. So he gives $50,000, gives $100,000 to the Nignav. He said, this is in payment for the Karen. The Nignav says, no, it's not. This is in payment for the Keiko. Now I'm going to get you sold as an evidiri to pay the Karen. Does the Nignav have the right to determine that the $100,000 that the Ganav gave him is for the Keiko and not for the Karen? The Ganav says, this is payment for the Karen. And you have no right to sell me for the kefil. Nimka bignei vasa v'lo bikfeilu. And the Nignav says, no, I'm accepting your payment for the kefil. The keren you still owe me, and therefore we do have a right to sell you. So he raises the question, that ought to be the din, that the Nignav has the right. The one to whom I pay the money is the one who's kaveh what the money is for. But he raises the question, is the shach to call it kefil if he didn't pay the keren yet? Kefil means the second payment. If it's the first payment, how can you call it kefil? He raises a possibility. What about keren b'chomesh? Let's say a person, I swear falsely that I don't owe you money. Then I admit that I swore falsely. So I have to give keren b'chomesh and I have to bring asham gzeilus. So can you pay the chomesh before the keren? So that's a beferish and mishnah in the end of Bava Kama that you can. That you can pay the chumash. That is possible, to pay the chumash before you pay the keren. But his suffix only is when you get the kefil. There's a have a chal Hashem tashlum a kefil. Kefil, maybe the word kefil means the second payment. The tashlum and hashniyim. Interesting suffix. He's noted to say that not, that you can't pay the kefil before the keren, even if the ganef and the nignav, they both won. Let's say they both agree. Here, this is $100,000, this is in payment for the kefil. And I still owe you the keren. So he's not sure, even if they both say like that, maybe there's no such thing as tashlumen on the kefil before tashlumen on the keren. Anyway, but that's the first din. The nimka bignei vasa v'loy b'kfeil v'loy b'dalad v'hei. The Rambam adds on also v'loy b'dalad v'hei. He can only sell him as an eved ivri. Nimka b'machru bezn. It's only if he didn't pay the keren. What's the second drasha? Bignei vasa v'loy b'zomamo. That's on the first daf in Makkos. That kol hazememim, whenever someone is caught and ate a sheker, make him pay money, you give him malchus, you give him misa, whatever. And there are four exceptions to the rule, the Gemara says, where there's no din of kasha zamam. So the Mishnah has two exceptions, and the Braisa there on the first daf and Makkos has the other two exceptions. So one exception in the Mishnah is the Edom HaKohanim, and they were made that someone else is a ben grusha bechalutza. So then, who's mu? So you should say, v'asis m'loi kashe zomam la'saloch. We should declare that they should become ben grusha bechalutza. So the Mishnah says, based on psukim, droshes, einam im yosa ben grusha bechalutza. Doesn't happen like that. Yeah. What's the other case? The Yadim testify that somebody was sold as an Eved, over here, someone was sold as an Eved Ivri. They testify someone stole and he doesn't have any money to pay and he should be Nimka Bignei Bosa. And then the Husman, the whole thing is a lie. So you don't sell them. You don't sell them as an Eved Ivri. What are the other two cases that are added on the Gebraisa? The one is Kofar, that if they testify falsely that my Sharamot killed an Adam, and therefore I have to pay Kofar, say, Eiramim, you don't say that they have to pay Kofar. There's no Din of Kasha Zamam that you pay Kofar. And what's the fourth one? I forgot already.
Golos,
yeah. Oh, the Mishnah has Golos. Mishnah has Golos. And the Gemara added on the Eved Ivri. The fourth one is the Golos. If they testify someone killed B'Shegeg, he has to go to Ari Miklot, and then the Huzma, you don't say that they go to the Ari Miklot. Yeah, so in the Mishnah it says that we give them Malkus. And the two in the Mishnah are Ben Grush, Machalutz, and Golos. So it says you give them Malkus. Whenever you can't give Kasha Zamam the way it's supposed to be, so you give Malkus. What about the two in the Brisa? About over here. Also you give them about the Kofar and about the Nimka Be'Eved Ivri. Also you give them Malka. So that's a discussion. The Rambam says yes, and so Shagasari has a discussion, is it correct or not? Okay. So that drosha Nimka Big Nebasai Veloy Bizamama means that there are four exceptions to the rule, but there's no Din of Kasha Zamam, and one of them is the Eino Nimka Be'Eved Ivri. Fine. And then the third drasha, they have three drashas on the same word. V'nimka b'gnei v'aso, kim shenimka only once. V'nimka b'gnei v'aso, in the singular, kim shenimka pamachas, shuvi atarashoi l'mocho. You can't sell a person as an Eved Ivri twice. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Here they quoted a braisa, yesh b'ivriya she'en b'ivri. Each one, the Eved Ivri has certain unique dinim and amoivriya. Only the Eved Ivri is niritza. Amoivriya cannot be niritza. Amoivriya is yotze b'simanim. Eved Ivri is not yotze b'simanim. And then it had another difference. Eved Ivriya ainin imkeres v'nishnas. The father usually has a right to sell a daughter as an amoivriya. He only has a right to sell her once. Ainin imkeres has no right to sell a daughter a second time. Masheni came be Ivri, you can sell an Eved Ivri more than once. Can sell a man. You may sell a man more than once. So the Gemara asks, it's not true. Michlal the Eved Ivri Nimka Benishna, and Eved Ivri is not the same as Amar Ivri Nimka Benishna. I Bahatanya, it says, Bignei Vosik, Kevish Nimka, Bamach Shubi Atar Asher Lamoch. Can't sell them twice. So the two prices seem to contradict each other. Maybe it's Machlok Zatanai, the Gemara doesn't want to say. So Rabbi gives a teretz and Abai doesn't like, and Abai gives a different teretz. So what does Rabbi say? Omar Rabbi loy kasha kan b'gnei b'achas kan b'shtei g'neves. That is Rashi learned. What's poshep shat kan b'gnei b'achas? You can't sell him twice for one g'neva. Let's say he stole $1 million, made off. Stole billions of dollars from everybody. So if you're going to sell them as an Eved Ivri for 6 years, what are you going to collect? A few $100,000, that's all. So you can't sell them more than once. If he did one Geneva, made up the Genevas from many different people. But let's say if it would only be a Geneva from one person, so you can only sell them once. That's our ratio. You can't sell them more than once. But Kam B'Shtei Genevas, if he stole twice from the same person, last year he stole $500,000, and this year he stole $500,000. You have a right to sell them as an Eved Ivri for 6 years for the first Gedev, but then you have a right to sell them a second time as an Eved Ivri for the second Gedev. That's what Rava says. Kam b'Gedev achas, you have no right to sell them more than once for any one given Gedev. Kam shtei Gedev is two different names. Omalei Abai is Abai Tainis, but the word b'Gedev also, it can even have the connotation of tuva mashma, many Gedevs. You only have a right to sell them once for many Gedevs. Why should you say like that? That the word b'gnevosai can have the meaning of many gnevos? So Rashi says, like it says, ubehema rabba in Yoina. It says, and in the city Ninveh, there were many behemos, So it doesn't say behemos rabos. It says behemo rabo, but the word behemo in the singular means many behemos. And then it says in yesterday's sedra, last week said v'hadog asher b'or tomus uvo ashayor. The hadog asher b'or means hadogim, all of the fish. There won't be any water. The fish need water to live, so all the water in the rivers are going to turn to blood, and all the fish are going to die. So it says it in the singular hadog asher b'or, and it really means, you're talking about all the fish in the river. Just like the word behemarabba means many behemoths, and the word hadoga means all of the fish. So to over here, if he stole a few times from the same person, and he comes to a dintaira later, they have no right to sell him twice. If you say begneva achas, you have no right to sell him twice. Even kama gnevas from the same person, it's all considered one big dintaira, if he already stole many times from the guy, and the bezna only has a right to sell him once. So how do you resolve this apparent contradiction between the two braises? So Abai touches it up a little bit. So Abai says, Elom Rabbaye, he touches it up, like Kasha, Kam B'Yodem Echad, Kam B'Shnei B'Nei Odom. If Odom Echad, the same Ganav stole a few times, he stole 3-4 times from the same person, and they didn't sell him yet, they never sold him yet, there's an Eved Ivri. Then when it's time to sell him, so they all have a right to some, they're all considered one big Geneva Rabba, like a Behema Rabba. It's all considered one big Geneva, because it's the same person, same Ganav and the same Nignav. So you only have a right to sell him once. What's going to be? He stole $500,000 four times. He stole already $2 million. He stole four times, each time $500,000. He owes him $2 million. Farfa, you can only sell him for 6 years, and you'll only get $600,000, and that's all. But Kan B'Shnei B'nei Adam, if they're two different people, so then how can you blend it in to say that it's one big dinter? So the person will sell him 6 years for this Geneva, and then after he goes free, if he lives so long, like they put a guy in jail for 180 years, okay, so if he lives so long, he'll go to jail for 180 years. So if he lived till he had the sheish, then they'll sell him again for the other Geneva. Or let's say he stole from one person and he sold him as an Eved Ivri, then later after they let him go free, then he steals again from the same person, and then they have a right to sell him again. If after the Gemardin, even if they didn't, let's say, they sold him as an Eved Ivri, in the middle of the 6 years as an Eved Ivri, he goes and he steals from the same person. So you don't have to wait. He doesn't have to wait till he goes free after the 6 years are up. In the middle of the 6 years, he goes and he steals the second time. They already made a Gemar Din to sell him as an Eved Ivri, and then he does another Gneva from the same person. That's a new Din Ter. So then you do have a right to be Moicha V'Chayz V'Machad. That's how Rashi learns. Because the basic drasha, basic Din is, you cannot sell them twice for the same geneva. Yeah, what do you do with the brisa that says the next line? Tana Rabbana, we have a mechilta. What does it say? Geneva elef, ishav hamesh meos, he stole $1,000. And if you sell him for 6 years, he's only worth $500. So what do you do? So the brisa says, nimka v'chayzav v'nimka. You sell them once and you sell them twice. How can that be? We just said, according to Rashi, the whole premise is, so the Vilna Gaon crosses it out. Girsa says Rambam should be nimka ve'enu chayzav nimka v'cheinu b'mechilta v'higirsa nechona miyod. More correct is that it should not say nimka ve'chayzav nimka. But Taisus had the girsa nimka ve'chayzav nimka. So because Taisus had the girsa the way it's printed in our Gemaras, that's how Taisus reinterpreted the whole Gemara before.
On purpose from the beginning, like he's going to go steal $6 million, and then he's going to go to the base and say, I stole this much money and I don't have anything to repay, like he spends it, and then he could just be an Eved Ivri, and then he goes free and gets money.
Machru Bezin gets Hanoka. You're asking, it's not fair. Machru Bezin, Macharatzma was the Machlaikas, where he gets Hanoka. The Rambam Paskins know, but Machru Bezin, the Pasuk says,
I think the guy got stolen from, and now this guy, he's the stealer, and he's giving him more money. I mean, the Eved Ivri still owes me money, theoretically. Like, he didn't pay off his debt, and I still have to give him more money.
No, he didn't steal from me. He stole from someone else. From some of the guy, the Nignav, probably not interested in buying him as an Eved Ivri. Question is, who in the world is interested in buying the Meshuggah? Aganav. He's gonna empty out my whole house. They probably, it's gonna be very difficult to find any normal person who's gonna want to buy him as an Eved Ivri. Yeah. But the Nignav himself for sure is not going to want to buy him as an epidemic. He doesn't want his Amishugana. Yeah. So the Vilna Gaon crosses out the gears. This is more correct than to say Nimka Benecha is of an Imka, according to Rashi. But Tosis had the gears. Nimka Vecha is of an Imka, until you pay up. So that's why Tosis Sidreis everything. Tosis quotes the Ri, Bala Tosis, Lachim Pirish Ri, the second half of the Tosis. Everything from Kev from Rashi. What does Tosis quote? Lachim Pirish Ri, Kam Begnei Vachas. Nimka v'chayzav nimka. Achi shalom. You have the last 15 lines in the Tosis. The line ends with the word lakach, and the next line begins with the Rosh Tevis pirishri. Lakach pirishri. Rava's answer. Kam b'nei achas nimka v'chayzav nimka. That's based on their gears. Achi shalom kol agneva. The nimka b'gnevos amashma shenimka kam apamim. Achi shalom kol agnevos. Everything fakir from Rashi. Avol b'shtei gnevis lo yimacher. If he did two different gnevis, you only have a right to sell him for one of the two gnevis. So Mistami is selling for the bigger gnevis. One was $500,000, one was $1,000,000. So sell him for the $1,000,000 gnevis, because he could be nimka v'chayzav nimka kam apamim for the same gnevis. So that's what Rava's initial answer to the steer was. B'gneva achas is nimka v'chayzav nimka. B'shteg gnevis lo yimachar ela pamachas. Then the Gemara asks, faked Bignevasa tuva mashma, what does it mean? Hech de gana v'chaz v'gana also adam. If he stole many times from the same person, mikushabe bignevasa, then you do have a right to sell him many times over. If you didn't make a gemar, then didn't yet? Yeah. Eimer de nimka chishalom hakol mishani anachanami. But adam hech de gana v'chaz v'gana also adam atzmo nimka many times over, even though it's different gnevas. Hachishalom hakol agnevas. But if it's b'shnei b'nei adam, then he's ein a nimka because everything just the reverse of Rashi.
How can we say that the Rai is explaining she does Rashi when Rashi has a deeper logical halachic arsina where
yeah.
He doesn't say, you know?
Yeah, okay. It fits in bed. I mean, Tais is asking against the Rashi, what does he do with the next Gemara? So if you hold like the Groa, then it's b'yashiv. Rashi was stuck. Rashi had the gears. He's not. Rashi didn't realize that it's possible to have a different gears. Yeah.
Unless they sell him to the Nigna, they sell him to somebody else, so how's it going to help to be Mishalim Kol Neva? Because he's not going to be working for the Nigna. They're just going to sell him to other people. They're going to sell him, they're going to get the money and give the money right away to the Nigna. So is actually Mishalim Kol Neva until the money that he sold for accumulates the value that he stole?
Yeah.
Even not the value of his work, just the value. I mean, let's say somebody else is going to buy him for a very small amount of money. His work, his work would have been worth, he would have been able to produce a certain amount of money.
But nobody wants to buy him.
So, but if somebody, his work could be producing many, many thousands of dollars, but it'll have to be sold many times because people are buying him for small enough of money until the money accumulates to pay the nigna.
Okay. You try to auction him up to the highest bid and nobody wants to give any money. So they'll sell him many times over till he collects all the money. Okay. Yeah, that was what the Gemara had to have him in on. Use dollar on the base right after the Mishnah. Maybe this din that Evidim is Nimke Vekesef is only by Machru Bezdin. So Gemara said, why? Hold the Nimke Balkarcha. The whole purpose of selling him is to get the money and to give it to the Nignav. So there it makes sense, is Nimke Vekesef. But in Mecher Atzmo, maybe Kesef wouldn't work. The whole purpose of Machru Bezdin is to get the money, yeah. Probably the people will not offer too much money. So according to Tesis, he'll be sold many times over, yeah. Everything punk for care from Rashi. Okay.
What if you have money of Shutfim? How does that work in terms of
Gneva? What if the Gneva belongs to Shutfim? Good Shaila. Okay. Mustam and Mechaschino talks about it. Good Shaila. Good Shaila. Okay. I think he does talk about it. Yeah. So what does the Gemara quote? Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes HaTanaim. What if you sell him for 6 years, you'll get $600,000. The Gneva was only $300,000. So you have no right to sell him for less than, you can't sell him for less than 6 years. If you sell him for 6 years, you don't sell him at all. Sorry. So that they all agree. All the Tanaim agree. But what if the reverse? Let's say the Gneva was worth $500,000, and if you sell him as an Eved Ivri, you'll only get $600,000. So the way we have the Giris in the bar says Nimka v'chayzav and Nimka. So you sell them many times over until you collect all the money. But if you have the Giris in Sagro, if you cross that out, not Nimka v'chayzav and Nimka. So now there's a machlekes hatanoim. What if you sell him as an eved ivri? You'll only get $600,000, but the gnevi he owes $1 million, and you don't hold nimka because of nimka. You have no right to do that. So do you have a right to sell him in the first place? Because the nimka big gnevi also means Bezdin sells them and they take the money and they pay off the whole debt. But if you know it's not going to pay the whole debt, it's only going to be $600,000. The debt is $500,000, and you can't sell him more than once. So Rablazer is of the opinion you only sell them if that's the exact value of the Eved Ivri being sold for 6 years is shove the exact amount of the Gnev. So he just did away with the whole institution of Machru Bezner. How is it ever going to happen like that? How is it ever going to happen? One chance in a million, billion, zillion, trillion, no? How can it be that you sell them for 6 years going to be exactly the same value? You can't sell them more than once. And you can only sell them once if that's going to pay up the whole debt. Rablazer, I mean, why can I get memkeir of nimkar? You have the right to sell them. Chachamim say no, that you sell them, and either you sell them several times over, or the gears are sagro, you know, you only sell them once, and you collect the part of the debt, and the rest is farfal. Rablazer the Tana just did away. We usually don't accept Rablazer's opinion. Rashi says on the next daf. We usually avoid Rav Blazer here. The top Rashi on Yutes Amar Aleph, on the sixth line from the top. Ad Hashtem Hadrin Alut Mandalek Rav Blazer. The whole sugi they're avoiding Rav Blazer because Rav Blazer Shamutihu. Rav Blazer was from the Beis Shammai. Rav Blazer Ben Hurkin. Rav Blazer Hagadol. And we don't accept Rav Blazer Shitas. Ruba de Ruba, we don't accept Rav Blazer Shitas. Rare cases. We pass on like Rablazer against Reb Shu. Usually we don't pass on like Rablazer. So this is a very awkward shita, Rablazer. You'll never sell an Eved Ivri. You'll never be Machrube. How can it be? There's Memkera Kenegim. And then Rav Chapsa Spada says, Givaldik, Rablazer is right. How can it be right? He just did away with the whole parsha in the Chumash. Amar Rav, Boaz Akin Rablazer Rabbana, he's right. Why? Just like you have it in Kika, Chishisha, Chatzisha is no good. The Gemara before. Arechetzech Mekadashisli is no good. And Chatzi should have been no good also, except when he says, Harriet Mekadashisli, Chetzi, what he meant was, I reserved the right to marry another wife. But if he didn't mean that, and he says, I don't mean I don't want to marry another wife, just Harriet Mekadashisli, Chetzi, so the Rishonim says, it's also no good. Yidarshin, Isha v'loi Chatzi Isha, Isha v'loi Chatzi Isha. Here also he said, V'nimka big nevasoi, V'nimka big nevasoi, is only kuloi veloi miktsasa. So just like you can't sell him, you have to sell him for a full 6 years. So if you sell him for 6 years, you'll get $600,000, but the whole gereva was only $200,000. You have no right to sell him for less than 6 years. So you have no right to sell him, Rabbi Tain is within Rablazer. Rablazer is right. You have no right to sell him for 6 years if that's only going to be partial payment, only if that's going to be the full payment of the whole gereva. They just did away. He just did away with the whole institution of Machrub. Even though Rabbi praised Rablazer, but Ozakin Rablazer, Rabban, his argument is Gevaldek, but the Pashtus says, we don't pass like Rablazer. Ramam does not pass like Rablazer. Yeah. So what else the Brises said? Yesh be'ivri, shame be'ivri, yesh be'ivri, shame be'ivri. What's yesh be'ivri, shame be'ivri? So, in the Mekeres Venishness, the father cannot sell her as an Amar Vriya more than once. The Gemara is going to ask, who's the Tana who says that? The Gemara says later on the Daf. In the Mekeres Venishness, Mani Reb Shimini, the Gemara is going to say 8 lines from the bottom of the Daf. It's only according to Reb Shimini. They're different opinions. It depends how you read the Psukim in the Chumash. The father has no right. Let's say the father married off his daughter, and the husband divorced her, or the husband died. The Samanon is Gasha. So she comes back to the parents' home. She's an Almona Grusha. Can the father marry her off a second time? So if the first husband already had Nisuin, so once you have Nisuin, she's a Yisayim Bechayavir. The Mishnah has the expression, the Yednu in the door. So she leaves Rishus Avir, so the father cannot be Mekadosh again. There's nothing to discuss. The Gemara says explicitly like that. But if the first husband only had Eris and he didn't have Nisuin, and the Samanon is Gashla, then everybody agrees the father can marry her off a second time. Father can be mekadosh the daughter more than once, provided she was nisus. Once she's nisus, she's yotzei meshus aviyah. What if the father wants to sell her as an omer aviyah more than once? So that's a machlokes hatanan. The only one who says that no is Reb Shimon. Shimon a unique shita. Ena nimkeres the father ena moichra b'chazir moichra. Why? Because he translates the pasuk le'am nachri le'im shalamachra b'vigdai ba. Father has no right to sell a daughter. La'am nachri means to an adon. Funny lashon. The father has no, it's not pashup shat in the pasuk. It's not so. Pashup shat the pasuk is the adon has no right to sell the girl if he refuses to do yiud. So this is an additional level of interpretation. So Reb Shimon learns pshat in the pasuk le'am nachri. The father has no right to sell a daughter as an omer ivriyah. The vigdei bo, if he did an act of treachery against the daughter, he already sold her once as an omer ivriyah. He has no right to sell a daughter a second time. And all the other tanaim disagree. Only Reb Shimon holds like that. The other tanaim say there is no such thing. So the first Tana, on the first line, on Yud Chesed and Beis, he says the only thing, the question, who's speaking? By us it says, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Some Rishonim reverse the Girsa, should say, Divrei Rabbi Blazer. Okay, so Rashi says, the way it says by us, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the way it says in the Mechilta. So the Girsa by us is correct. So what does it say? Kivin Shepiris Tavisa Alea, that if the father married off the daughter, then he can ola ena mechel the Shivcha Sacharishas. If the father married off his daughter, he cannot sell her as an omer ivriyah. And Reb Leizer, the next time I said Reb Leizer, says in the Braisa, Reb Leizer holds, the father cannot sell a daughter a second time as an omer ivriyah. What if the father married the daughter off and then he wants to sell her as an omer ivriyah? Rabbi Kiva says he can't do that. Kimish appears Taglis Aleh. The father married off the daughter. Ena mechel the shivcha zacharisha. So Rabbi Leizer disagrees with that. You can't sell as an omer ivriyah after, even though you married off the daughter, if as long as it was not nisuin, so she wasn't yotzei meshus aviyah. Rabbi Leizer also said you can't sell her as an omer ivriyah. Mechel the shivcha zacharisha. Just ena mechel the shivcha zacharisha. And Rabbi Shimon said in the lashon of the Braise, Kishem she'ena moichu the shivchus acharishus, kach ena moichu the shivchus achashivchus. Gemara says, who says like that? That's only Reb Shimon holds like that. Shimon holds from the both drushes, both Reb Akiva's additional levels of interpretation. The pashup shat in the pasuk is that the odon has no right. Lam nachri, the odon has no right. Doesn't have the ability. He can't sell an eved ivriya and amah ivriya. This is the mocker. Lam nachri leim shel mocher bevigda ba. That the Odin, you can only sell an Eved Knaini. But Yod and Eved Knaini, Kishar Vachamari, can't sell an Eved Ivri or an Amah Ivri. That's why it doesn't go to Yerusha. It's only an issue of Kom Tachto. Whatever doesn't lend itself to Mechir, it doesn't lend itself to Yerusha either. So the first Tana on the Omid Beis, Rabbi Kiva holds, Ein Emachal, is Shivchus Acharishus. But Yishus Acharishus, yes, and Shivchus Acharishus, yes. And Reb Leizer holds only shivchas achas shivchas though. You can be mekadosh twice, that's okay. And you can sell as an omer ivriyah after she was married once. You only can't sell as an omer ivriyah twice. And Reb Shimon holds both. Kishem shein emorcha the shivchas acharishus. He goes like Reb Akiva, kach ein emorcha the shivchas achas shivchas. He holds like Reb Leizer also. Reb Shimon holds like both Reb Akiva and Reb Leizer. So you have three levels of interpretation on the pasuk. The pshuto shel mikra means the odon cannot sell a la'am nachri to a different odon. Then you have two additional levels of interpretation. La'am nachri le'im shel mochra, the father cannot sell a daughter as an omer ivriyah. Bevigda bo eina mochra the shivchas achar ishus, if the husband was pirus talis alela. And the other level of interpretation, the father cannot sell a bevigda bo, because he was boiged, cannot sell the shivchas achar shivchas. Okay. And Rashi says the Gemara was always trying to avoid saying that there's a brisa like Reb Leizer, because we're not going to pass on like Reb Leizer. Pashtus says we shouldn't pass on like Reb Leizer. Reb Leizer shamuti. Okay. So Nachum, so what does the Gemara say? That was the din. The brisa says Yesh be ivriya, Shem be ivri. What's Yesh be ivriya? Eden the Mekeres Venishnas. The father has no right to sell a daughter a second time. That's Reb Lezer. That's Reb Lezer Shita. And Reb Shimon holds like Reb Lezer and like Reb Akiva. Okay. So the two Tanai. Price it goes like Reb Lezer and like Reb Shimon. Like the two Tanai. And the line that says in the later Price, Shem Shein Mocha the Shivcha Sacharishus. That's only Reb Shimon. That's not Reb Lezer. Lezer only holds shivchas achashivchas he can't have. Shivchas acharishas he can't sell. Okay. Strange. Lezer has three levels of interpretation in Pasuk. One lefi pshuton, two lefi alpi drash. Okay. Droshes of Torah Shabbat. So what else does it say in the Braisa? Yesh be Ivri, Hashem be Ivri. That the Ivriya. The Ivriya is mafdin osa bal korchoi, masha'eni came be eved Ivri. What do you mean, mafdin osa bal korcha, bal korcha of the Odon? That's Giron Kesef. So Giron Kesef works by eved Ivri, also bal korcha of the Odon. So why does it say, yesh be Ivri, Hashem be Ivri? So that's the Gemara's question. Mafdin osa bal korcha, sovra, vila meima bal korcha, the Odon. So the Shaila is, so that you can do by Eved Ivri also. That's Giron Kesef. That applies by both. How can it be? So it must be that the Brice is telling me that there's an additional form of Giron Kesef that only works by Ivri. Normal Giron Kesef works even by Korch with the other, both by Ivri and by Ivri. Must be that this is some irregular form of Giron Kesef. What could it be? They're making Giron Kesef instead of giving the cash. Let's say the girl was sold for $600,000 for 6 years, and then the father wants to buy her freedom, and she only did work for half a year, so he's supposed to give $550,000 for the remaining 5.5 years. So if he gives the cash, that's Giron Kesef. What if he gives a shtar his chayvus? He says, I hereby obligate myself to give you the odon $550,000 over the course of the next 10-15 years, and you should set free my daughter. So that's ridiculous. So the Gemara said, oh, that must be the pshat in the Braisa. Yesh b'ivriya, sheim b'ivriya, that by Omer Hivriya, Giron Kesef even works if you give a shtar his chayvus. But yeah, but Ivri, it only goes if you give the actual cash. So the Gemara is not happy about that. The Gemara said, that's ridiculous. That's pshat. So Rav the main bal korcha the od. So if it means Giron Kesef, you give the cash, $550,000. That's shown by Ivri and by Ivriya. So it must be you're not giving cash. You're giving the shtar hischayvus. I hereby obligate myself to give the odon $550,000 payable over the next 3 years, next 20 years, whatever. And I want my daughter to go free. And that'll work by Yom Ivri and it will work by Eved Ivri. Gemara said, that's ridiculous. Amalei Abai, Abai Tainas against Rava. My new, what's unique by the Ivriya? The father writes the shtar eschayvus. Amai, that shouldn't work by Yom Ivri either. No, can Barganisa be Adi? The Odon has a margolis. He has a gem. He has a pearl. Yivna lechaspa. And you give him a shtar eschayvus that I'm going to pay $550,000 in the course of the next 3 years. That's not fair. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be that that's pshat in the price. Elam Rabbi, that's not the right pshat. If you do Giron Kesef, it's good bal korcha with the Odin, both by Yivri and by Yivri, only if you give the cash. If you want to give a shtar eschayvus, if the Odin agrees, he'll agree. But if he doesn't agree, you can't do bal korcha. Can't be mabden osa bal korcha shel Odin by giving him a shtar eschayvus. It's not going to work. Elam Rabbi, what it means is bal korcha the Yov. What do you mean bal korcha the Yov? The father sold his daughter as an Omer Ivri. The father's a multimillionaire. He has a lot of money. So he's not supposed to sell his daughter as an Omer Ivri, but he did. So we should force, the Besdin should be kai for the father to do, he has more than enough money to live on. We should force the father to do Giron Kesef and give cash to the Yadon to buy his daughter's freedom. So Taka, that's the din. We will force the father to do it. So why is not, why do you force it? Because he's a rotten father that he sold his daughter, but the halacha says that it's not proper. It was improper that he should sell his daughter if he's not hard pressed for money. He's a multimillionaire. It wasn't right, but Lamaisa he sold it, so the sale was valid. So why do we have the right to force him? So the Gemara says, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, because it's an embarrassment for all the other members of the family. So the Gemara says, if you're concerned about Pagam Mishpacha, why don't you do the same by an Eved Ivri? Yehachi Eved Ivri Nami Nechpu, Nichbinu the bnei mishpacha mishum pigam mishpacha. Why don't we force the members of the family to do giroi and kesef if they're wealthy people? Mishum pigam mishpacha. It shouldn't be a humiliation. It shouldn't be embarrassment for the family. And for the Gemara, you won't accomplish anything. Because the man can sell himself as an eved ivri. The guy can go ahead and sell himself as another time as an eved ivri. So what are you going to keep on taxing the family? He's going to sell himself as an eved ivri, take the money and drink it away, gamble it away. Each time they're going to sell him as an eved ivri, they're going to be paid to him. Giron kesef. The family is embarrassed, so they're going to do giron kesef. So then he's going to sell himself again. He has an addiction. He needs his drugs, or he needs his drinking, or whatever. Or he needs his gambling. He's going to gamble it on the horses. So you won't accomplish anything. So the fact is, so what are you going to accomplish by the Oma Ivriya if you force the father to buy her out? Freedom goes to the Bekam Mishpacha. The father will be a wise guy. He'll sell her a second time. Mor says, no. This price, it goes with the sheet. The Mani Reb Shemini, Heino Mecha V'chazra Mecha. The father cannot sell a daughter a second time. That's Reb Shimon holds like that, and Reb Leza holds like that. Tutanoim Halakha. Heino Mecha V'chazra Mecha. So the Gemara interprets that Abai interprets that's the pshat and the brice. That yesh be ivri, shein be ivri, dahainu mavden osa bal korchai, mavden osa bal korchai. You got to give cash. You can't give IOU. You got to give cash. But the bal korchai does mean bal korchai of the adon. He can always do bal korchai of the adon, both by yevid ivri and ivriya. If the family has money, we force the family to do. If the father has money, family has money, we force them to do the giroin kesef. Because of pigam mishpacha, by yevid ivri, it doesn't make sense. He can't force because the guy has the ability to foul up the whole thing or go sell himself again as an yevid ivri. Sure. So then the Gemara quotes this machlokes hatanan. How do you interpret? What's the additional level of interpretation of that pasuk? Liam nachar liim shalamacha bevigdabo. The pshuto shal mikra means the adon does not have the ability to sell the oma ivri to someone else. If he doesn't want to do yiyud. And the drasha, the additional level of interpretation, means the father cannot sell the daughter as an amar ivriya. And that's the question, why not? Bevigdei bo. So either bigdei bo has to do with marriage, kim shepiris talisa aleha, or bigdei bo means that eina mecha v'chazra mecha, bigdei he was boged in his daughter, that he sold her once and he cannot sell her a second time. So the Gemara says somehow, this has to do with the Yeshem Lamikri, Yeshem Lamasaris. What is usually, what does it mean Yeshem Lamikri, Yeshem Lamasaris? It's on the left side and the margin, they give you all the cross references. Sanhedrin Dabdal is a whole Daf Gemara about this, Yeshem Lamikri, Yeshem Lamasaris. Usually what it means is when you have a conflict between the Kri and Ksiv, the Ksiv is one way and the Kri is another way. So Kriya Ksiv is Halach L'Moshe Mesina. That's how the Gemara says in Nidorim Daf Lamed Ches. Kriya Ksiv is Halach L'Moshe Mesina. The Radak we mentioned, the Radak writes in more than one place in his commentary on Tanakh that the Kriya Ksiv comes from the fact that they had different texts. When they were canonizing the Tanakh, they were establishing what belongs in Tanakh. They had different texts, what the Girsa should be. So they decide they're going to incorporate both. One is going to be the Ksiv, one is going to be the Kri. So that's, with all due respect, that's against the Gemara. You're not allowed to say that. Gemara said that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and there's a reason for the Kri and the Ksiv. So the Shad is, what if there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv? Halacha L'maisa, how do you paskin? So that's the machlok. You say, Yesh Eim La Mikro, we follow the Kri, or Yesh Eim La Masores, we follow the Masoretic text, that is the Ksiv. So that we understand. The Gemara has increases. When is a person chayv chatos? If a person does an aver b'shegeg, which if he would have done it the mezid, he would have been chayv kares. If he does the aver b'shegeg, he's chayv chatos kvua. He's chayv chatos. And when is he chayv b'nashim toli? He doesn't know if he did an aver. He ate in a restaurant. And he's not sure. The waiters come after he eats the whole meal in the kosher restaurant. And they say, we're not sure. We may or may not have given you a chalev. They're not sure. So then Yechai Boshem Toli. So there's a machlekes satanoim in increases. In second paragraph increases. Is Boshem Toli only if there's a tarubis? You know, bevadai. Chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. You know, there is some chalev floating around in this restaurant. They didn't remove the chel, but they're not sure if they gave it to this customer or to that customer. See, he doesn't know if he ate the chel. Maybe someone else was the lucky winner. So that's called chatichach. That's called ikva yisura. I know for sure there is chel here, but it's betaruvis. I don't know who fell in with the chel. So that's one opinion, and that's how the Rambam passes. Roni chay b'ashem toloi. If it's chaticha achas, mishtei chaticha. The other Tana holds, even if it's only chaticha achas, he ate some food, and he's not sure whether that was chelov or not. It's not that you vada have chel. Maybe you have no chelov at all, if you have a suffix. So that's the shaila. That's what they ask. How can the Rambam write that suffix, the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon? So how are you chay b'ashem toloi, if it's muta l'chatchil? So we have printed in the Rambam, they have a whole answer in brackets that the Kesef Mishnah says you found such a manuscript, has such an answer, that by Isuri Koris, the Rambam will also agree that Sofek Derais Luchumim Bederais. So that's a Pella, how can it be? The Rambam says by Shabbos and by Arayas. Shabbos and Arayas, they both have Koris. So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, maybe you'll have to say Arayas means Chav Yelavin, and Shabbos means Tchumen. Shabbos does mean Tchumen, Arayis does mean Chav Yelavin. Very difficult. So the Pashtus is the Rama holds that even by Chav Yekrisis, Sofik the Arayis and Luchumer itself is only with the Rabban. I say, why are you ever Chav and Hashem Tov? The answer is the Rama holds Sofik the Arayis and Lekulam with the Arayis, but not by Ikva Yisura. If you have a Taruvus of Chad Bechad, you know for sure there is some Chel of here. Just don't know whether this is the Chel or that's Chel. The Rama would never say that a Taruvus of Chad, if it's Chad betray his bottle, if it's Chad Bechad, so that's Sofik Deraisa Luchumer. Ikva Yisur is a Mochamer Dikid Din. Even by Issa Derabbanan, let's say you have a Taruvus of Chad Bechad by an Issa Derabbanan, you don't say Sofik Derabbanan Lekula. Ikva Yisur is a different kind of a Sofik, much Mochamer Dikid Din of a Sofik. So that's a Sofik Deraisa Luchumer, and you don't say Sofik Derabbanan by an Ikva Yisur. That's the Prima Gadim, so that's the real answer. What the Kes Mishnah wrote, that there's such a Ksaviyat, such a Girsa, the Pashto says that answer is not correct. Pashto says that the Rambam would hold that Sofik Deraisa and Lekulam and Deraisa, even by Chayv increases. So that machloikas by the Chayv Oshem Toli only Ikva Yisura, that's called Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas, or even Beli Ikva Yisura, because every Sofik Deraisa Lechumer and Deraisa. So that depends, the Gemara says, that depends on Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masoris. Why? Because the Pasuk reads, Vasa Achas Mikol Mitzvois Hashem Asher Losi Aser. So it's spelled Men Tzarek Vav Tov. So if it's, so the Ksiv, the way it's Ksiv, you can read it Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs means Chaticha Achas. But the Kri is Asa Achas, they call Mitzvos Hashem in the plural. So Mitzvos means that it's Shtei Chatichas. This is very difficult. What is it? What in the world does it have to do? Mitzvos, what does it have to do? One Chaticha, two Chatichas. He violated one of the Mitzvahs in the Torah. It means he violated Chel, he violated Dami, he comes with Pesach. So you say, whether it's one chaticha, two chatichas, depends whether you darshan, whether you follow, whether you pass on halacha, like the kriya, the ksiv. It's a difficult drasha, but that's what the Gemara says, a difficult drasha. He's violating one of the many, there are 613 mitzvahs. The word mitzvahs Hashem, if you say the plural, you follow the kri, it doesn't mean two chatichas. It means one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, in the Sefer HaMitzvah. It's very strange. That's what the Gemara says, though. That's the Gemara increases. That's the machlekes satanayim, whether chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, or even, because you need ikva yisura, that's how the Rambam paskin, beli ikva yisura, there's no chiyav ashem toloi. Oh no, there's a chiyav ashem toloi, even if it's only chaticha achas. So that's an example. All the Gemara has in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Abdalid, in the Sukkah, it says, basukas teishu l'shev asyam kalach yeshua, basukas mandiyat yorasechim, ki basukas, Oshavta is Bnei Yisrael. So it's spelled Basukoi Samach Vav Chav Tov. The Ksiv is Sukas, but the Kri is Basukos in the plural. So what's the difference whether you paskan like the Kri that it's Sukos in the plural, or you paskan like the Ksiv that it's Sukas in the singular? So the Gemara says the word Sukkah really refers to the Schach. But it says the word Sukkah is mentioned so many times, so Menu Inyan Schach, Tenehu Inyan Litvanis. How many times do you have to have? So you add up. How many times does the word sukkas appear? So the word appears three times in the psukim. Basukas teishu v'shivasam. Kalazal yishu basukas. Ma'aniyad derasech. Ke basukas ha'shavta is b'nei sob. It says in Mitzrayim. So it says three times basukas, basukas, basukas. See, if you hold Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem, you follow the Kri. So Basukas Teshvu, the Sukkah should have Schach. Then the next two, Psukim Arol Miyutar. So it talks about there are four Sukkos twice is Miyutar. I already know you need Schach. So the four times Miyutar is a reference to the four Difanas. And then we have Allah Moshe Messina that always comes Lohakil. So it chisels down. So you need a Shtolosh Kilchasim or a Vias Afilu Tefach. Just need three Tvanas, Shleimas, and the fourth Daifin could be Afilu Tefach. But if you hold Yeshem La Masoras, you follow the Masoretic text, the Ksiv. So the Ksiv, so the first time it says Basukas Teshu, it's not Miyuta, that's referring to the Schach. Then it says another two times, Basukos and Basukas, once it's Molet, once it's Chaser, that only Basukos is Miyud Rabenstein is two Tfanas, and then it says Basukas once, so that you have three Tfanas, and then we know there is Halacha Moshe Sinai, that's Megarea, the third Daifin. So we pass on like that, Shtayim Kol Chosom, Kol Shlishis Afilu Tefach, and the other Tana there in the beginning of Sukkah, who pass on Sholosh Kol Chosom, Revis Afilu Tefach, because he holds Yeshem La Mikri, you follow the Kri. And the Kri has it all three times. You read it, Basukos, Basukos, Basukos. So that's an Afkamina Ladina, whether you paskin like the Ksiv or you paskin like the Kri. Why is it called Yeshem La Mikra? What was God to aim? So the Chuvah Sagarim, why don't you call it like you call it a Binyan Av? You don't call it a Binyan Aim. So why don't you call it Yesh Av La Mikra, Yesham La Masar? So in the first, there were several collections of Chuvah Sagarim that they printed in Europe. The Mikitzin and Domim used to print the old Svar. So one of the collections starts off with that Shaila. They asked the Gaonim, how come it's Binyan Av and not Binyan Aim? How come this is? And he gave some kind of an answer. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Interesting, funny question.
Things that are expansive and local are Aim, female. Things that are universal and far-reaching, Dinim, and Kol Torah Kula are Zachar. So it's Binyan Av, as opposed to the issue in the Mikra is specific.
A binyan of, because it teaches on something else. A mother doesn't have any children. Mother usually call her mother because she has children. So he's saying no, we call her a mother, she has that doesn't affect anything. Okay. I don't know what it means. Okay. Whatever. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Should you paskin like the Kri? When there's a stira, whenever there's a way, Tosis writes there, and Rashi writes over here. Tosis writes there, and Sanhedrin Davdal. Whenever there's a way you can establish the din based on the Kri and the Ksiv blended in together, then everyone will agree you should do it like that. Like we say, v'chiyuta mayim al zera, that oichlim, when the four things that are mekabel tum, odem became the oichlim mashkim. So oichlim is on the mekabel tum if you did heksher mashkim, if you poured on water. So the pasuk says v'chayutan mayim alzera. The kri is yutan, but it's written chasabav. It's written kiyiten. So the Gemara Darshan's yutan do mi diyiten. My yiten if someone pours on the nichale of yutan, if it rains by itself, has to be nichale. So they established the din of heksha mashkim based on blending in together the kri with the ksiv. Even if it rains by itself, you don't have to pour it on, but it has to be nichale do mi diyiten. Yutan do mi diyiten. So that's fine. Whatever you can darshan, the Kri and the Ksiv together is good. So that's what Rashi learns over here at Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Sovi Hashem La Mikro Vila Masar. See, both. Why not? There's no contradiction. He darshans Yeshem La Mikro Yeshem. Whenever you can establish the din based on both, then that's fine. That's Reb Shimon. And somehow the other Tanaim hold that over here, it doesn't make sense. Because you're not blending in. You're saying they're both correct. What Reb Akiva said is correct, and what Reb Lezer said is correct. But you're not blending in both together to establish, like yutan dumi deiten, you're establishing the din based on the combination of both. Here you're not combining. He's saying, you accept what Rabbi Kiva said, accept what Rabbi Lezer said. Okay. So that's the machlokes. What in the world does this have to do with the Kri and Ksiv? What's the Kri and what's the Ksiv over here? So So this is Rashi has a whole doichik and Tosis has a whole doichik. So the Balamoi writes, I don't understand the whole diktuk that they're saying over here. He doesn't say what it has to do with Kriyan Iksiv. So the Balamoi has a whole different interpretation. Balamoi has in the Sefer Hatzava that was originally written in the end of Chulin. He has Hasagas Kaseda on the whole, on the Rif. Then at the end he's going to write his Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. His gimmick, just like that Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem on Torah Shebichtav, so Yud Gimel Midrash on the Gemara. The Yud Gimel Midrash are that there are certain technical expressions that usually have one connotation, and once in a while they have a different meaning. So he shows over here, Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMasaris, usually in Shas and all the other places, what it means is, do you follow the Ksiv or do you follow the Kri? And here it doesn't mean like that. What does it mean over here? Do we assume, he says, in every language there are sentences where it's self-understood that there are words that are missing. So like he gives an example. Ani shalom, chi adaber heim ala melchama. What do you mean, ani shalom? So he says, ani medaber shalom. The word medaber is missing. Chi adaber heim ala melchama. But I'm medaber shalom. My enemies only want the PLO and the Arabs only want melchama. Ani shalom means ani medaber shalom. It says that it's understood the word is missing. Or it says when the Sarei Bala came to Bilam, what does it say? Uksamim biyadam. What do you mean uksamim? They brought him uksamim. He had his own magic stunts. He didn't need the uksamim. He says it's self understood that the Balamor says self understood there's a word missing. Uschak samim biyadam. Uschak samim. The word is missing. He quotes more psukim from Tanakh. It's self understood there's a word missing. So he says over here, it says, you can't, in modern Hebrew they do this all the time, so the Balamor says it's not legitimate. You cannot take every noun and make a verb out of it. So what are you going to say over here? Beged. The word beged means a garment. You're going to say, bibigdaiba. The word bigda means he spread his beged. There is no such thing. You can't make a verb. Some nouns you can convert into a verb, but some don't lend themselves. So you have to say, yesh aim la masores, but you have a masores, that there's a word missing. That in the Hebrew language it's understood, piris tavis ole. That's what it means, yesh aim la masores. We have it all fakir. We have it. The first time is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, piris talisa aleha. And the Gemara says, that's based on Yeshem LaMikra. So he reverses the whole gear. So he says, no. Rabbi Akiva, the first Tana, I think he switches the names also. He switches everything here. Rashi says he can't switch because in the Mechilta it says the way it says in the Gemara. So the Balamor in the Sefer Hatzav, he says, no. The one that says, piris talisa aleha, that's called Yeshem LaMasaras. We have a Masora that it's self-understood that there's a word missing. And the next time it says, no, yeshem lamikra. You read the pasuk the way it says. There's nothing missing. So bibigda ba means bigita. Why should he say that they made, that there's a word missing? Piris bigda ba. Somebody was piris bigda ba. If you can read the pasuk the way it says. So bibigda is meloshim bigita, not meloshim begad. You can't say bigda, you make a verb out of a noun. There is no such thing. You can't make a verb out of the noun beged. You have to have a masorah that itself understood that there's a word missing. That's how the Balamor said. What is it? What motivates him to say? Because he's not happy with the whole grammar that Rashi and Tosfos have. It's a pella. What he quotes Rabbeinu Shloimeh, Rabbeinu Yankif, he calls Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yankif Tam. He says the diktuk that they said, but not always galton. What bigdu should have a yud in it? You don't put a yud in the word bigdu. It's a very shveri gemara. Very shveri gemara here. For a fallen. Okay. So now the gemara has an interesting shaila. So the odon, there's a kriyuk siv there. Ashelo yodo. Ashelo yodo, they have to say it's written ashelo yodo, lamed aleph, and the kriy is ashelo yodo, it's a mitzvah, ala odon liyayit. So the shaila is when the odon says, harayat miu edisli, what happens? This is usually have you can be mekadosh an isha because of shtara bibiyah. Here's a new thing: he's mekadosh biyud. So what happens now? Normally you have the girl as a pnuya, then you mekadosh her because of a pshtar, she becomes a narusa, and then you do hachnasa lebishusa, you make her into nesua. So the Gemara in Daf Yud had a stafek whether kiddushay bia is bia eris and oisa or nesua and oisa. Iboilu, that was right in the middle of Yud Amar Aleph. Iboilu, who would be on nesua and oisa eris and oisa and the main afkemina liyosha the tamil alahaf in the dura yamet nesua and oisa. Yosha Matamila Mefin Dura. Yamateris and Isa and Ilo Yosha Vala Matamila Vala Mefin Dura. My, what's the din? So it's a suffix in the Gemara, whether it be Eris and Isa and Isunas. The Gemara has the similar suffix over here. Boy Rabba Barabu, Yud, Nisunas, Eris and Isa, Nakamin, Yosha, Tamila, Hof, and Dura. What's the din? So the Gemara says, my, Toshma, let's see, the big day bought the first Tana. Kivin Shapiris Tadisa, that means that she got married. Shuvin Ashay Lemoichma. What does that mean? Ein Mochel Shivchus Acharishus. Fine. So the Gemara says, the Amrit. Let's see. What does the Gemara say? Ein Ashay Lemoichma. Yeah. Kim Shapiris Tav Shuvin Ashay Lemoichma. Zibuni Huda Lo Masmalo. He cannot sell her the Shivchus Acharishus. But Hoyui Meyayid Lo. But he can marry her off. It does mean Yud. Rashi and Tosei. It does mean Meyayid. The father can marry her off. He can be Mekadosh his daughter a second time. If he married her off once and it fell apart because the Samalan is Garsha, then he can marry the daughter off a second time, marry her off many times. It's a Mishnah in the Dorim. He married his daughter off 100 times on the same day. He made Erison with one husband and he divorced her, he made Erison another husband and he divorced her. So who's Mayfield in the Dorim now? A whole funny Mishnah. He can marry his daughter off 100 times on the same day, provided that there was no Nisuin. Once the Nisuin, then she's Yotam Meshuzavia. So he cannot marry her off. So you see from this top Tana, whoever it is, the way we have it's Rabbi Akiva, Piris Talisa Leo, Shuveno Rashoy Lamach. So the Poshet Pshat is that the Odon did Yud, and so the girl was already in this Katsha, and then if Nisarmanan is Garsha, so the father has no right in a Merchel Shivchus Aharishas, but to marry her off a second time, he can't. So if you're going to say, what's the Gemara saying? Zibunu Huda Lamazman. It cannot be Mochel Shivcha Sacharish Hoyui Miyadla, but he can marry her off another 100 times. Viyamak Nisu and Oise. So the jig is up. Kimish Nisus. If Yotza Mishu Savu, Shemin Labia Rishuspa. He cannot marry her off. So it's a Beferish Arai from the Braisa that you, it is only Eris and Oise. It's not Nisu and Oise. The Lavshmamina, Eris and Oise. That's the Rai, that you is only Eris and Oise. I don't see that it's a right. Who says at the top line on the Omud? Kim Shapiris Talisa Leo means the Odon did Yud, means the father married his daughter up to somebody else, not to the Odon. Kim Shapiris Talisa, somebody, a chosen married her. Doesn't mean that the Odon was Meyaiter. Maybe the Odon, that's Rav Nachma Yitzchak Tainan. Zama Nachma Yitzchak. The Oila, maybe Yud is Nisuna. So, Bahachabi Kedushin Yamakoi. It's not yet. Vachi kama came shem mesar avir lemish and eschay b'sher ksus v'yayna shuveni yochel amoch. I don't know why did they change it. Why did they change it? What the expression piris talisa aleha only makes sense by yud. Why it says in Megillas Rus for us to kanafach ala masecha. That's the expression for nisuin. That's the expression for getting married. I don't know why they change it. Came shem eschay b'sher ksus v'yayna. I don't understand. Some of the rishonim must explain. Why do they feel compelled to change the lashon? Instead of saying piris talisa aleha, that only fits in, the expression piris talisa aleha only fits in if the odon did yud. But if he married his daughter off to someone else, a normal kiddushin, then you have to say he married her off. Mishan is chai b'shek zizvian. I don't know why they switched. Sure. So you can't tell. So you can't really tell. Let's see, toshma. You can't really prove from the top line from the brisa. That you it is only Eris and Isa. It's not a hechrich. Toshma from a different price. What does it say? And a mechel akroim, Mishum Ablez Ram, a mechel akroim. Machlekes, can the father sell his daughter as an om every year? He's going to sell a daughter to her brother. So that it can't lead up to Yud. So the Tanakhama says, and a mechel akroim, you can only sell as an om every year, it can lead up to Yud. It can't lead up to Yud, he can't sell. Ablez disagrees, because it says, Chaim Karish is bita la oma. Pa'amim, sometimes he sells a girl and she's only an Oma. It can't lead up to Yud. It's only going to be Am, who's only Shivchus. Fine. Machlekes, Tanakama, and Reb Leizer. But Vishavim, this they all agree. You can't marry your. The Tanakama says you can't sell your daughter to her brother, because Ein Kedushin Tofsin, a brother and a sister is Koris. and kiddushin tosim. Achavi lav and kiddushin is tosim. It's an avera. But theoretically, that's called, it can lead up to yield. It'll be an avera if it'll be miyayin her, but the kiddushin will be tosim. So that's what it says, v'shovin, even though the Tanakhama holds you're not allowed to sell a girl as the father is not permitted to, a kid doesn't have the ability to sell his daughter as an Amar Ivriya if it can lead up to Yehud. But if it can lead up to Yehud Bavera, but the Kedushin will be Topsin, then the Tanakhama will agree that you can sell. And the guy, the Odin himself, understood the Odin will not do Yehud. As long as theoretically he could do Yehud, even though it'll be Bavera, but the Kedushin will be Topsin. So it says, the Shav in this, they both agree, Tanakhama agrees. Shemoichwa, the father can't sell her almana, can't go to Gusha Chalutza the Kanhei. So Gemara wants to know, how did the daughter become an almana or a grusha? How did that happen? Hi almana hechidami. Who married her off? E lema. If the case was the Kodesh Nafsha, the girl married herself off on her own, and you're talking about the father selling her as an almana, really, the father cannot sell her if the simonim. Father can only sell her with katnusa. Once she's a naira, the father can sell her. Because Mamachur Kvar Yoitza, if she was sold already, so she goes free when she becomes a Naira, Eina Mechura, and a Din Shalot Timach, the father can't sell her. So we're talking, the girl was already became in the Sarmala on his Garsha, the Katnusa. So who married her off? So, Lema, if you're going to say she married herself off, the Gemara said that's ridiculous. Lema, if you're going to say the Kodesh Nafsha, she married herself off, Amana Korila, that's garnish mit garnish. The Ketana can't marry herself off. Must be the one, the father married her off. The father married her off. So how can he sell her? How can he say, the Kuli Alma said, Vishavin, everybody agrees. Shamachra Amana Lakan Gosha Guluska. What do you mean? How can they all agree? The top line on the top price said, the top line on the Amit says, Eina Mechala Shivcha Sacharishus. Ella the kid Shavir, the father married her off. How can it be? So the Gemara first, the Gemara's initial, the Gemara is going to say, maybe the Brisa goes like the Tana, only the first Tana says he can. Rabbi Lezer holds that you can. Rabbi Lezer holds in the Brisa, he can sell. Rabbi Shimon holds both now. Rabbi Shimon holds both like Rabbi Kiva and like Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Lezer holds Moichol the Shivcha Sacharishus, only Shivcha Sacharishus not Shivcha Sacharishus, yes. But the Gemara didn't want to say the price it goes like Rabbi Lezer. That's where Rashi writes on the top of the next dot. But Hashem Adrin Luke Ben Deloik Rabbi Lezer. Mishum Rabbi Lezer Shamutihu. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. He's from the Beis Shammai. We're not going to pass. So they are going to avoid Zetzigai in the price. So the Gemara said, "What do you mean Vishavin? All the Tanoim agree. Sounds like everybody agrees." How can it be? Everybody agrees the father can sell his daughter as an Omer Evri, Amon Elokan Gorgvuch, Rusha Vachalutza, the Kohen had, even though it's an Avera to live with her if he'll do you, but the Kiddushin will be Topsin. This is only a Chayvi Labin, so the Kiddushin will be Topsin. So again, so the Gemara says, how did she become an Almona? Who is Mekadosha? She can't be Mekadosha herself, she's a Ketana. Ela the Kitshavia, father and Mekadosha say, Eina Mecha the Shivcha Sacharishas. The Gemara is going to finally say it goes like Reb Lezer, who doesn't hold like that. He holds Mechel the Shivchas Acharisa, but they're avoiding Reb Lezer so far. Ela the Kitcha Aviha, so then the Kasha Mimotzi Mazmalov Eina Mechel is Bita the Shivchas Acharishas. And for the Gemara, the answer is that there's a Machlekes on the next daf, starting from the second line, on Yutes on the base. On Yutes on the base, the second line from the top Tana Rabban, and Ketza and Mitzvahs Yud. There's a word missing here. Or Hareat Mukudeshesli, or Hareat Muresesli. So now that's how you do Yud. Any one of the three Lashanas is acceptable. And when does he have to do the Yud? When she's still in Amar Ivri, if she already went free, B'sheish. So then he can't be Miyayid after she's no longer in Amar Ivri. How soon into the, how late into the Sheish can it be? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So the Tanakhama says, Hafila b'sof sheish, even mamish, the last minute of the 6 years, she's going to go free another half a minute. It's mamish samach l'shkia, Hafila samach l'shkia sachama of the last day of the 6th year. She was sold that's on Zayin Adar. So when it comes Vav Adar, shkia, that's the end of the day. Ben Ashmash, she doesn't have to work, because Ben Ashmash is sofik yom sofik laila. And she's probably muhsakan herself, so she says, I don't want to work bein hashmashes. Maybe Berash Moshes belongs to tomorrow, and that's after Sheish. So it's mamish right before the Shkia. We assume Berash Moshes begins right away at Shkia. Right before the Shkia, and we have Pachas B'Shovuputa's worth of work left. So the Tanakam says, Afila B'Sof Sheish, Afila Samach L'Shkia Sachama. And there's only less than a Shavuputa's worth of work. So what? The Yehud is Chav, V'Nagba Minig Ishas, they're married, V'Nagba Minig Shivchas. The Shivchas is up, and the Ishas is Chav. Now, basically, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no. Only if there's a Shavuputa's worth of, if there's enough time left that she could do work of a Shavuputa for the Yodon, then the Yodon is Meyayin her by being Moichel that Chav. And Mieshez Bayama, there's enough time left on the last day of the sixth year, Kedei Lasasimo, the girl will be able to do malacha for the Yodon, Shavuputa's work, then Mekudesh, Svim Ladein Mekudesh. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara said, this is the machlokes, where the Moshe Rishonis Likidush Nitnu, and Moshe Rishonis Lav Likidush Nitnu. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Moshe Rishonis Lav Likidush Nitnu, when the Yodon buys the Omar Aviyah for the father, and he gives the father $600,000. He's not going to give her $600,000. What can the girl do already? How old is she? She's 6 years old. What can she do? Wash the dishes. She can't even wash. She's going to break all the dishes. He's going to give her $100, $200 for a year. She's going to deliver packages on what? She's going to play with the babies. She's going to play with his babies or something. He's not going to give so much money. So one Tana holds Moshe of Shainus Likidushin Nitnu. The $500 that the Odin gave the girl's father to buy her, if later on the Odin says, honestly, it's considered as if the $500 was given the Shem Kiddushin, and he was Mekadosh with that. So the Kiddushin was with $500. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe says, Ma Pitom? The $500 were given to buy an Oma Hevriya. That's not Moshe Rishonis that the Odin gave as the Kiddushin Nitno. The Kiddushin is the Mechila Sachov. The girl is Mechayiv to work. The father had the right to sell her. And the girl owes a shibud of service to the Yodon, and when the Yodon says, Hariyamayadisli, it's considered as if he's giving her Mechilas Hamilve, he's giving her the money now. She owes him service for 6 years, and it's in the middle, so if he's Moichel, the Choiv, that she doesn't have to do the rest of the work, so the Mechilas Hamilve, Mechilas Achov, that she owes him, that's considered the Kesef. I am a Kaddish Bimulvein and Bukudeshes. Usually it's Einim Kadeshes. Mar says, no, this is an exception to the rule. Why? Because here it's a Milva She'esh Alei Mashkin. Because the Odin is holding on to her body as a Mashkin. So the din is Balchov Kone Mashkin. So just like if you give a Mashkin, just like if the Leiva bars money and he gives a Mashkin to the Malva Balchov Kone Mashkin, he has a certain kinyan like Shibud Nechosim. Usually Shibud Nechosim is only a karka, not a metaltlim. But if the loive gives a mashkin of metaltlim to the malve, tachas yada malve, then he's secure of collecting it. So then you say, bachov kara mashkin. It's even as strong as Shibud Nechosim on the metaltlim than it would have been on karkos. That's what when we discuss bachov kara mashkin. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If a man is mekadosh here, three lines from the bottom, of Yutesam and Aleph. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Mekadosh ben Milva, Einu Mekudeshes, but if he Mekadosh ben Milva by being Moichel ne Milva, Sheyesha Leho Mashkan, is Mekudeshes. How do you know? The Rabbi Yosef Rab Yudit. That's Rabbi Yosef Rab Yudit Shita. Moshe Rishonis Lav Vekidushin Nitnu. When the father sold his daughters an Omar Vriya, and the Odin gave him $500 for the 6 years, so that's not the $500, not the Shem Kiddushin. If it'll be miyayid later, he'll have to be mekadosh be kesef. What kesef? The mechilas hamilva. Usually mekadosh be mechilas hamilva is ainu b'kodeshes. Here it's a milva sheyesh aleha mashkan. So here it's better because b'chov kona mashkan. So the odin is kona de oma ivriya. Fine. So there's a machlekes. That's one pshat. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Zachary. So the normal pshat is that is the machlekes of Yosef Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. When the Odin buys the Omer Hevriya for the 6 years, and the Odin paid whatever $500 for baby, she's going to serve as a babysitter or something, going to clean up the house or something, whatever the little girl's going to do there. So the Chachamim hold Moshe Avishanis Likidushnit. If later on the Odin ultimately says Hareyat Miuedesli Hareyat Mukudeshesli, we declare the $500 Iglon Milsalam Afreya. that the $500 was given l'shem kiddushin. So you don't need that there should be a shavu pruta's worth left before the end of the day. No, it's going to be gloy milson amafreya that the $500 was the kiddushin. But according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. The $500 was given to purchase an amah ivriya, and the kiddushin has to be new kesef, the mechilas amilva. So you have to have a shavu pruta's worth of services left before the end of the day, that it should be moichel, and usually mekadosh milva zeinim mekodesh. But here it is good. Fine. So what does the Gemara refer to over here? Again, we had again the top line in the Braisa on Yudches and the Beisa. Tiris talisa alehom shuvein rashoy lemoichel. Once the father married the daughter off, if the father married his daughter off, if the girl happens to be an almana or a grusha, but the father's not the one who married her off, father sold her as an amma evriya, and the other did yield. So do you consider that the father married the daughter off? Since the father was mekadosh, he has no right to sell her. Or do you say no? The father didn't. The father sold her as an amma evriya, and then she got married. A stunt happened. He got married. So Gemara says that depends on the machlekes of Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If you all like the Chachamim, Moshe Rishonis Likidush Nitno, the father married off the daughter, it'll be a Gloy Milson and Mafreya, that the $500 that the Odin paid the father, if the Odin finally, ultimately says, Harayat Me'edisli to the girl, it comes out that he was Mekadosh with the $500. So the father married off the daughter. So if you all like the top line of Rabbi Akiva, Eina Moshe Vashibcha Zacharishus, it's considered as if the father married the daughter off and he can't sell her as an amma ivriya later on. And the price that it says v'shavin that he can sell amana who can go to gavusha l'chutz l'koin hedya because kiddush anatops and l'chai v'ilavin, so it has a theoretical possibility of doing yiv. If he'll do yiv, they won't be allowed to live together. He'll get malchus for living with the kangodl be almana or the koin be grusha. He'll get malchus, it'll be visa, but the kiddushin will be topsin. So that satisfies even the Tanakama's opinion. Tanakama says you have no right. You don't have the ability to sell an amma ivriya, your daughter's an amma ivriya, unless it can lead up to yud. Even if the yud will be baveira, it's also. So again, so the Gemara says, v'shav v'shamach amon, the Gemara says, who married her off? If she married herself off, that's ridiculous, it's not chal. Ela dikit shavir. Father married her off. So the father, ain't a mochel shiv chasacharish, unless you hold like Rab Lezer. But we're avoiding, we don't hold it. Rab Lezer shamute. We don't want to say that the brisa goes like Rab Lezer. When we're going to get stuck, we'll throw our hands up, we'll say the price goes like Rab Lezer. But so far, they're assuming not. So, if the father married the daughter off, Mimotzi Mazmal, Eilan Mecha Espit to the Shivcha Sacharishas, and with the Gemara, Hocham Askin, we're talking Kiddushi Yud, Valib, the Rabbi Yossi, Ayyud, Hoz Moshe Rishonis, Lavli Kiddushin Nitna. So the father didn't marry the daughter off. The father sold her as an Amma Ivriya, and then somehow a stunt happened, the Odin did Yud, the father did. The only time Eina Mercha the Shivcha Zacharish is if the father was Mekabel Kiddushin. Here the father sold there as an Amar Ria, and the Kiddushin happened by itself later. Right? That's how the Gemara interprets the Braisa. That's how Rav Amram interprets. So now the Gemara says, V'i Amit Nisu Anoisi, Kim Shinisu, Shavi An Levi Avishuzbo. How can you say, Mercha Alman El Kangol Gvushal Chalutza the Kan Hedyot, but if you say that, how does she be? How would the marriage happen in the first place? The father sold as an amma ivriya, then the odin did yud. And you go like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so, but if you hold yud, is nisuin oisa, so the father can't sell her at all, so there's nothing to discuss. So it's a raya that eris an oisa. It's a raya that yud eris an oisa. Freg di Gemara, and how, and if you say eris an oisa, you still don't understand the din. What happened to the din? You can't sell your daughter as an amma ivriya after marrying her off. Freg di Gemara, Elamai Eris and Oisa. So it's still difficult. The Shemesh and Mechra. Why can the father? Why does the father have the ability to sell his daughters and Amar Bria? Einan Mechas Bita the Shivcha Sacharishus. Why is it a violation of the din of Rabbi Kiva on the top line? Elder the answer. Elamai Islach Lamein. What do you have to answer? Shani Eris and Didon the Eris and the Avi. The only time that's a violation. The only time the father doesn't have the ability to sell a daughter Shivcha Sacharishus if he married her off. If you would have said Moshe Rishonis Likidushin Nitnu, then the father married the daughter off. When he took the $500 from the Odoin, it's considered as if he married the daughter off. Ein Moshe Rishonis. But if you all like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rishonis Lav l'kiddushin nitnu. So the father sold her as an Amar Ivriya, and then she got married. The halacha says she got married. So that's how you're explaining why that din doesn't apply. And the mechel the shivcha sacharish doesn't apply. It only applies when the father married her. So just like you say, shiny eris in the do, eris in the day, that din only applies if the father married her off. So I feel the tame on nisuinoisa. Why not push, even if you're yud nisuinoisa, maybe the din that the once the girl is nisa, she becomes a isaimeh b'chai avia, she leaves the rishus avia, so the Gemara raises the possibility. Maybe that's shiny nisuin di do, I mean nisuin di day. That's only if the father marries off the daughter with nisuin. But if the girl married herself off, the girl did the yud, and most of Hashanah's love the kiddush and nitnu, so maybe that din shouldn't apply. So the Gemara said, that's ridiculous. Nisuin is nisuin. Once she's nisus, she's yatzei mishul savir. Doesn't matter how she became nisus. Erisin, that din, the top line, Rabbi Akiva's din, and Emerchel, the Shivcha Zacharishas, that's if the father married her off, then the father has no right to sell her. But if the father didn't marry her off, she somehow got married. The father sold her as an Amar Via, and the Odin did yud, and it's not most of Hashanah's look at this. The father didn't marry her off. So there, by Erisin, we say, Shiny Erisin did do, me Erisin did day. But by Nisuin, it doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's maskana. Yeah. Shaklavatan. Am I slach lemeim? Shiny Erisin da, me Erisin day. So why not say the same even in old Nisuin? Or he said, maybe Shiny Nisuin, they're raising a possibility. Maybe you should say three lines from the bottom. Shiny Nisuin di dom, Nisuin di avia. The only time you say if the girl is nisus, she's the same of a chayvia, she leaves the rishus chayvia, that's only if the father marries her up. So the Gemara said, why? That's ridiculous. Nisun, she leaves rishus chayvia, she doesn't return back. The Gemara said, hi, my, what's the tushta? Vishleim eris and the eris and shiny. That halacha of Rabbi Akiva, the top line on the Yomot, ena mocha the shivcha sacharish, is only if the father was mekadosher, the father has no right to sell her. But the din that nisun is motzei rishus chayvia, nisun. So once the nisuin and nisuin, mishan does make a difference. Shine. So let's review again. Nochama. So there's a brisa. There's a right in the middle of Yud Chesam and Beis, where the moichel lekroiv main and moichel lekarm. Tanakama holds the father cannot sell his daughter to her brother because he can't do yud. He can only sell an amar via, can possibly lead up to yud. If you can't lead up to Yid, you have no ability to sell. Like we had, if you can't lead up to Giron Kesef, you can't sell an Omer Ivriya for a Pruta, because it wouldn't lend itself to Giron Kesef, because mitzvah's Pediyah. Pediyah is called a mitzvah. Why is it called a mitzvah? Is there a Velba? That's what the Minchas Chinuch. What kind of mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. The Odin does nothing. You can do the Pediyah Bal Korchai. We call it a mitzvah like we call Yid a mitzvah, because you only have the ability to buy an Amar Via if it can lead up to the mitzvahs. And Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer says no, even if it can't lead up. Because it says, she's only going to be an Amar without any possibility of leading up to Yiyud. Yeah.
How can you be calling an Amar Ivriya with a shtar if a shtar is not subject to your own kesef?
There's the Meha Mekach. The Kinyan is made with shtar, but then she becomes an Amar Ivriya with the shtar, but then you have to write down how much was the Dmei HaMekach.
So why can't I make a Kinyan with Amar Ivriya with a Pruta and have a separate Dmei HaMekach?
Ah. That's a good time. Okay. That's a good kasha. Why can't you make the Kinyan with a Pruta and have a Dmei HaMekach? Okay. That's a very good kasha. So if the din would have been like the Sma, which it isn't, the Sma says that Karka is Niknas Bekesa, means Dmei HaMekach. You have to give the full amount. If the din would have been like the Sma, so it would be good. But we assume the Sma is wrong. We assume the Tazra and Simakuf Tzadik. We assume the Kenyan Kesev is just the Kenyan, and then the Dmei HaMekach can be separate. Mistama, the Mishlam Melech probably asked that kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, that sounds very familiar. Sounds very strong kasha. Okay. Yeah. So again, just to review again. There was a machlokes Tanakama Rav Lezer, whether moichel lekroiv or mein moichel lekroiv. But v'shavim, this they all agree, if it can lead up to yud, even though it's not allowed to lead up, it's almana lekan goron kavushim v'chalutz lekan edyu kedushan atovsim v'chayv yilav. We paskin kedushan atovsim v'chayv yilavin, but they're not allowed to live together. So theoretically, it can lead up to yud, but lemaisa they're not allowed to. So that they all agree that even the Tanakama would agree that you can sell your daughter in such a case, that's called possible to lead up to yud. So the Gemara says, how can it be? How is she an almana? How does she become an almana or a grusha? What, she married herself off? It's not chal. A ketana marries herself off is just not chal. A ketana is a lav bas das. The kala has to have das. Or the father marries the daughter off. Father's a bar das. So it can't be that she married herself off. It must be the father married her off. The father married her off. So the pashtus says, ein emerch l'shiv chazach harishus. Unless you're going to say that this price of a shoven goes like Rav Lezer. He holds only ein emerch l'shiv chazach harishus. Well, shiv chazach harishus is okay. So the Gemara was trying to avoid that, Rashi says. Bad hashta mahadrinon to say to avoid Rav Lezer, because we don't pass like them. And we're going to get stuck. So the Gemara is going to say it goes like Rav Lezer. That's on the top line. Top line on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara first thought, in the Moichel Shiv Chazach Harishus is the accepted Shita, that's Rabbi Akiva. So how can it be over here? So the Gemara said, no, not that the father married the daughter up. The father sold her as an Amo Yevriya, and then the Odin did Yud. So that, it's Ishus, but he didn't make the Ishus. Shiny Eris in the day, the Eris in the dot. The only time in the Moichel Shiv Chazach Harishus is the father married her off. Over here, the father didn't. Is that true? By you, the father didn't. So the Gemara said, that depends on the machlekes of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Nachachom. What do you say, Moshe Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu, or lav l'kiddushin nitnu? Yeah, how does the Rambam paskin over here? If you just look by the letters, you see that there's a steer in the Rambam. If you look, we read the Brice of Yud Tes on the base. Ketzon mitzvus yud. So the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud. Rotzel yayid meyayid, even the last minute and sheish, even if there isn't the Shavu Pruta left. So obviously the Rambam thinks that Moshe Rishon is likidushin itnu. Moshe Rishon is likidushin itnu, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva also. Ein emerchel shivchus acharishus, he paskins like that. And nonetheless he paskins over here. He paskins like the Tanakhama. In a mocha the kroifim, but he passed him a shoven that the tiny letter dalit. Shavu shemocha amarul kangarusha v'chalutzu kanen. So if you just look at the letters of Dai Mishpat, you see it's a stir in the Rama. So then I say, again, I'm asked the gosh. The Rama holds Moshe Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu. So that's considered as if the $500 that the Odin gave to the father was given the shem kiddushin. So the father married her off, and the Rama passed him, in a mocha the shivchus acharishas. He can't. Not just you're not allowed to, you can't, it's not chal. So how can he quote Rishovin? How can he quote that you can sell your daughter almana can go to Grusha Lutz of the Kaya? It's impossible. Even if she became an almana or Grusha by Yehud, but most of Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu. That's the steer in the Ram. So the Ramam paskins against the sugya. The Ramam holds most of Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu, but it's still not cool. It's even though most of Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu, it's not taken literally. It's not to be understood that the $500 that the Yodan gave, if ultimately the Yodan says, hurry up, you Edisli, so it's a Gloy Milson and Mafreya that the $500 was the Hem Kedusha. No, the $500 was to buy an Omo Hevriya. And whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says you need Kesef, you have to have Kedusha Kesef later on, the Rambam says you don't need Kedusha Kesef. We mentioned the Rambam writes that Pilegish is only Muteris Lemelech. Dovin Lemelech had a whole bunch of Pilakshin. And Pilegish is Asur Lehedyot. And the only Pilegish, Muteris Lehedyot, Omariya Lacha Yud Bilvad. Why is Omariya Lacha Yud? Why is that a Pilegish? Why is that a Pilegish? And why is Pilegish Muteris Lemelech? The Melech has more restrictions than everybody. Why do you have Kulas? Melech Aliyabal Anoshim, Aliyabal Kesav Azov, Aliyabal Amiyot. All of a sudden, why is Pilagish Mataris Lamelech? So we mentioned Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva, when he's listing off all the various mitzvahs. So he throws in an explanation. He does mention the Rambam. He says, Pilagish, the girsa that they had in the second parak in Sahed, Pilagish is Bili Kiddushin. Pilagish is Bili Kiddushin. So Bili Kiddushin is Lesia Kiddesha. Pana Habalab Tunis Lesia Kiddesha. The full Lesia Kiddesha is only Luf Karasim as a menace Liznus. So if she's talking with Keres, if the girl is a prostitute, an official prostitute, the Rambam says in Nuchlas Nara Psula, you get Malkus if you ball out. But if she's not with Keres and his man is not, then it's only a Chatzi Shia of Kadesha. So the Rambam says that you're not like it. The right bit is Masik on the old Rambam. He says if she's not with Keres and his man is not, then it's not called the Kadesha. Then there's no love. That's a shaila. The Ravid says there's no la pashtis. The Ravid also holds that there's an isa. An isa rese. The pasuk says ki kachishisha ubala. If you married a girl, then you live with her. If you didn't marry her, you're not allowed to live with her. So the Rama holds that there's an isa rese. It's a mitzvah ki kachishisha. Before you want to have kaidem matar hayadim pagei isha bashuk imrotza huvehi, so they can be mizana together. That's kaidem matar. After Matar, you're not allowed to do that. So how serious an Isa is it after Matan Torah? So the Ravid says there's no lava of the Sikadesh unless she's Mufkeris and Mizamanis Liznus. But the Mashmois and the Ravid, that's how the Achrayim are Madaik. Rav Soloveitchik like that diuk that the Achrayim have. There's no lava means that there is an Isa Res. Isa Res is Kika Chishisha Biol. And the Ramam holds not only is there an Isa Res, you Mavatl Yasav Kika Chishisha, he should be Mekadosh and Isha before you live with her. But there's also a lav. Pana habala pnu is a lav. It's not the sheer shalom of kadesh. The sheer shalom is on the mufkeris if she's a prostitute. But there will be a chatzi sheer of the lav. So pilegish is asur because there's no kiddushin. No kiddushin is lasiya kadesh. So why is it mutter to the melech? Answer is by the melech. The Rambam writes biyichud bilvad koinoi. So when the melech takes a pilegish, he's kind of ishus with her. A head yod needs either kesef shtar or beer to create the kedushin. Melech doesn't need kesef shtar. He's meyached the girl for himself. He's, I want to take this girl as a pilegish. Just like the melech has a right to confiscate people's property and pay for it. And it belongs to him. Usually, if I want to buy your property, I have to negotiate with you. You have to have das makna. You have to agree to sell it to me. Melech can take your property without asking your permission. He has to pay. The Rambam says he has to pay. But he can be koina your karka metaltalim without das makna. So the same thing, the melech can take a pilegesh. It's a stupid thing to do. Everybody's going to be angry at Trump. He's doing everything crazy. But so the melech has to use his seichel. So the melech can take girls and say, I want this girl as a pilegesh and shine, but he has to treat her nicely, or they're going to have a march on Yerushalayim. They're going to be furious at him. So the melech, the Rambam writes a lashon biyichud bilvad koina isa. He has issues without a ma'aseh kedushin. So that's what the Rambam calls the pilegesh muteris lemelech. So he said the same pilegesh is muteris lehedyot if it's omo ivri lacha yod belvat. The only pilegesh, what do you mean? Why is it muteris lemelech? Because there is issues. So why is it called pilegesh? Because he didn't believe ma'aseh kedushin. There was no official ma'aseh kedushin. A case of shtar be'a b'yichud belvat. So the Odon does yod. The yod is not a ma'aseh kedushin. The yud is not a ma'aseh kedushin. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, which it isn't, Moshe Rishonim loved the kedushin nitnu, then you mekadosh bekesef. That's mekadosh b'milva mechilas mekadosh milva ain't b'kodeshes, but mekadosh b'milva sheish aleh mashkan is b'kodeshes. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, every case of yud is mekadosh bekesef. So the Omar via after yud is a regular ashes ish. He was mekadosh bekesef. Why does the Rambam call it pilegesh? Because we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Passing, you don't even need that. It should be a shavar puta's worth left. So how does it work? How does it work? So we would have said the simple reading of the Gemara. When the Odin gave the $500 to buy her, and later on, 5.5 years later, almost 6 years later, he says, "Ari et miyadisli." It's a gloy milson of my father. The kesef was kesef l'shem kedushin. Moshe v'shanis l'kedushin nitnu. So the Rambam's, even though that's what it sounds like it says in the Sugya, the Rambam does not paskin like that. The Rambam holds, you don't take that literally. I don't know what's the source. You don't take it literally, Moshe v'shanis l'kidushin nitnu. So Rav Chaim writes in his Sefer on the Rambam that this is inconceivable. To say that Moshe v'shanis l'kidushin nitnu, that after 5.5 years, you're holding by the end of the sheish, and the Odin says, so she becomes an ancient sish, mila mafreya. And what if someone was mezana with her during the course of the 6 years? Then it'll turn out that Siglai Milsmav Shev is an Eishes Ish to the Yodon from day number one, and the other guy didn't even realize that the man who had an affair with her, and he'll be Chayv Chatos. It was Mamish Misasek Barais, he'll be Chayv Chatos. Abchaim writes that's inconceivable. The Tosfei Rosh writes that it is. That is the din. He says, the way we pass Kamos of Shemus Lekedushin Nitnu, Siglai Milsmav Mafreya, that she was an Eishes Ish from day number one, because the father got the $500, and when the Odin says, all right, me edis, that $500 is now converted, mila mafrei, into kesu kedushin, and she becomes an eshes ish mafrei. Rav Chaim says the Rambam clearly doesn't hold like that. He says it's inconceivable. The Tosfos Rosh says, based on the Bavli, that that's what the din is. But the Rambam Take obviously holds not so. So according to the Rambam, how did he create the issues here? Why is she called the Pilegesh? The answer is, the Shifchus is Amhus, we call it Amhus. You usually call Shifcha by Shifcha Kdainis. And Am Ivri, you call it Am. Okay, so we say the Shifchus is converted into issues without any need for a Maisa Kedushin. So there is an issues, just like the Melech is Mutab Pilegesh. Why? Bichud Bolvat Koine Yesa. Why is he Mutab Pilegesh? Because there is issues. It's not Pane Habal Apnuya. There is issues. Why do you call it Pilegesh? Because there was no official Maisa Kedushin. A case of shtar abir, just be yichud belvad kainai, said the Rambam says. Here also, by declaring haream yuedisli, the shivchus is converted into issues without a maisa kiddushin. So that's why it's not in violation of the din, even though the Rambam paskin moisa vishanis le kiddushin nitnu, he doesn't take it literally that the $500 igloy muslim afreya is converted into the case of kiddushin. And it's not the mechila of the milva later on. No, that would be kiddushi kesef. It's neither. It's issues without any maisa kiddushin. He said harayat miyuedisli. The shivchus is converted into issues mikan alahabo. That's what Rab Chaim says on the Rambam. That's the Rambam shita. It's against the Bavli. We don't know where he got it from. It's against the Bavli.
Rabbi is assuming that Rambam doesn't hold a tzigalan also a prayer from the fact that he called it a pilagesh.
Yeah. From that, and also because the Rambam says v'shav v'shemocha amar l'kain gol gavish v'chalutza l'kain hedya, the Rambam paskins ena moicha l'shivcha sacharishus. So if Moshe v'shanis l'kiddush nitnu, so the Bavli says over here, if you hold Moshe v'shanis l'kiddush nitnu against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, then the father married her off. So the father cannot sell her as an amarvi. The Rambam says he can sell her. Rambam says if the father married her off once, he cannot sell her as an amarvi. But if the father sold her as an Amarvi on the Yodan, did Yehud, and then she became Amana Grusha, so then he Moichra the Amana Lukan Gora Grusha Chalutza the Kohen, because theoretically, Kiddushan Atovsim Bechai Bilabin, and she's a Barachi of leading up to Yehud. But it's Shivcha Sachar Isha. The answer is he didn't do the issues. The issues happened by itself. But the Gemara said, if you hold Moisha Abshanus the Kiddushan Nitna, the father did the Kiddushan. So the Rambam Paskins against that. The Rambam Paskins. Most of Shannon's Likidushin didn't know that you don't need a Shavarputa's worth of work later, but he didn't understand it like the Bavli does, that the $500 is converted later into Kesu Kiddush. No, then the father married her up, then he wouldn't be able to sell her. The Shivchus is converted into Ishus. And there never was a Maisa Kiddushin. The Shivchus is converted to Ishus. He becomes Ishtoi. So that's why it's Mutter. Pilegesh is Mutteris, like by the Melech. Pilegesh is Mutella because there is Ishus. Why is it called the Pilegesh? Because there was no Maisa Kiddushin. Ishus is chal without an official Maisa Kiddushin. And it's not a violation of Eina Mercha, the Shivcha, Sachar Ishus, because the father, it's Ishus Dido, it's not Ishus Didei, even though the Rambam holds most of Shams the Kiddushin Dido. Because he doesn't understand it literally. The Bavli is beferish like the Tosfos Rosh. But the Rambam holds not like the Bavli. Okay, that's a problem. How does the Rambam deal with the Gemara is a problem, but what the Rambam said, we see. The Rambam is pretty clear what he said. So then the Gemara has a problem on the top line. This machlokes on Yutes on the days, if the Odin wants to do Yud, does it have to be a Shavuot's worth of service left till the end of Sheishanat? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says you have to have a Shavuot's worth because most of Shonis love the Kiddushin Nitnu. So it's Kiddushi Kesef, B'mechilas, Kaddish B'milva Sheish Alei HaMashkan. And the Chachamim say, no, Motzav Shams L'Kiddushin Nitnu. That's the Pashup Shat. So then the Gemara quotes, but Ula Rab Nachman Ba Yitzchok, here on the top line on Yud Tesem and Aleph. Ula Rab Nachman Ba Yitzchok, who's going to say on all the days, the Omar, Afila Rab Yisrael Rab Yudah, also Motzav Shams L'Kiddushin Nitnu. They both agree Motzav Shams L'Kiddushin Nitnu. So then it is Ishus Didei. So how can it be Shavin Shemechra Amara l'kan gorg v'chukrusha b'chalutza l'kan hedyot. Eina moichel l'shivchus achar ishus. So the Gemara says, you have to say the price, it goes like our blazer. Our blazer holds, eina moichel v'chazer v'mochra. Eina moichel l'shivchus achar shivchus. But it is moichel l'shivchus achar ishus. So why don't we say that all along? So Rashi said, at hashto, we were avoiding saying that the price of a shavu shemercha amaral kankar goes like Rabbi Blazer, because Rabbi Blazer shamutehu, we don't pass like him. Why should we interpret a brisa that it goes like Beisham, it goes like Rabbi Blazer? But we got stuck, we have no other answer. So we say the brisa goes like Rabbi Blazer. Wow. This is some gemara. Okay. We will stop here. There's a lot in store tomorrow. The famous Tosis, Mandaraisa Chazilei, Rashi and Tosis, wee! Famous Tosis here. Next gemara, okay. Famous gemara is here. Okay. Is everybody holding by the daf, or I should do chumash?
No.
Just cheshbonos. Not so. What?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, so maybe we should do chumash 2 days. If people are not holding by the gemara, so we can do chumash 2 days. Parshas Bo is a lot to do.
We just got to give us our share.
Okay. Not so complicated.
Well, Mordechai, I'll think about it.
No, we're good. Mordechai doesn't ever take
it. Never take it.
Okay. Do you go to the fair camp?
We're
there.
Yeah.